As Pope Shenouda said, a church without youth is a church without a future. The kids' liturgy is tailored to teach our children about God and their church. Upper Room Media presents to you the weekly Kids Sunday homily.
Explain to us this morning what we did this morning and the meaning of the Ascension, and next week we celebrate the Pentecost.
First of all, we say Happy Ascension Day, Happy Ascension Feast. When was the Ascension Feast?
Thursday.
Yeah, unfortunately on Thursday things happened, and some of our family, they attended as well. They went to heaven on that day. You all heard the news. Now, we want to talk about the Ascension and the rite of the Ascension here. You notice today that we have the same joyous tune, and we still continue with the joyous tune until which day? From the resurrection, from Easter, until which day? We continue with the joyous tune. The church is happy and celebrating the resurrection of Christ and Ascension, and next week, as Abuna said, the Pentecost. The Pentecost is the Holy Spirit when it came down on the apostles and Mary and it will live inside us, it dwells inside us and give us the power and give us to be God dwells inside us. So how many days we celebrate with the joyous tune? 50 days. So we keep growing in the church with the joyous tune and all the nice things until the 50 days which we can see. Now, Ascension, coming to Ascension today, you notice that during the procession, what we do? Usually, over the 50 days, we do the procession around the church. And this is, there is a meaning for that. We celebrate our risen Christ, who gave us life, who died for us, and with his heavenly power, he rose from the dead and rose our body, because God didn't have a body like that. And he took body from Saint Mary, our body, and died for us, paid the sacrifice for us, although we should have been the people to die, but God, the Lord Jesus Christ, lifted this of us, and he died for us. And he gave us all freedom from death. So we celebrate this, and this, the church says that this procession is like, you know, in Revelation, they say everyone in the church should share in this, because we celebrate in the walk with Christ, going towards heaven from death to the resurrection. Now, this is like a barricade, you know, the barricade the car when the president comes and find all these cars and motorbikes and this stuff. And this is exactly, this is the same procession we do with Christ. Now, we came this week, we noticed that we didn't turn around the church. We turned inside the altar. Why we did that? Why we did this on inside the altar? And I said, attention a lot, and I heard the ceremony and this stuff. But there is something very, very, very important for everyone to attend to. Open your ears, two words. I want you to understand about Ascension. Why Ascension is one of the major feasts in church, like Resurrection and like even Pentecost. Now, I want to explain to you, do you remember Mary Magdalene? Today, after Ascension, the Lord spoke to Mary Magdalene. Do you remember Mary Magdalene came to, when she saw Jesus, she came and tried to touch his feet. Although he left her and the others touching later on, but at that moment, it was a John Patrick. Is that right? Yeah. You remember when Mary Magdalene was crying outside the tomb and saying, oh, they took Christ, he took his body and they went away. And when the Lord called her, and he called her Mary, Mariam, she said, oh, Martha. Oh, Martha. So the Lord told her, don't touch me. Anyone have an explanation? Why? this equation, which is that although he came to Thomas and told him, touch me, touch me. But for him, it's a problem now. Why? He has been ascended to the Father. This is a good answer, but not complete. Yeah.
He's very holy.
He's very holy. No, I come to this. Your answer is right. Very right. The Lord told her, don't touch me because I didn't ascend to the Father. Mary, all her understanding of Christ, was the teacher. I love my teacher, and he is with us in flesh, and he didn't think properly that the Lord is God. The Lord wanted to tell her, no, don't touch me, Mary. Why? I've been touching you, coming close to you, holding your hand, kissing your hand, all this was a point. Why are you telling me no? Really, after resurrection, I am the Lord. I want to make you understand that I am not the master teacher who is here today to perish tomorrow. I am God. Look up, Mary. I'm going to go to you. To my Father. Oh, so you're not only the master and the teacher, you are God. So the Lord wanted to tell her, Mary, look up, and go and tell my disciples that I am ascending one day to the Father. Something else I want to tell you. All of us, we are going to ascend one day to this heaven where the Lord is. Now, something very important. If you have, say for example, someone has a costume or a suit or something, nice, he wears it into the army or wear it at work or something, and he loves it. He comes one day and puts it on the hanger, all right? And maybe he throws it, right? He don't want to remember where he was wearing this. And sometimes he wants to remember why he was having this, so he keep it in his cupboard or at home. Now, the Lord did something. The Lord came and wore our bodies. Everyone listen to me? The Lord came and wore our bodies. And because we love that, he is God who created our body, but he said, I humble myself, I take your body. And then, when he came, he told his disciples, I'm going to go to your father, to have my Father. So the Lord is a Son, but he's not his Father. Is the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit is one? Yes? Yes. Because the Lord took our body. God, the Father, took our body. And when he came to attend, he made the sacrifice. He died for us. He didn't come and say, alright, take your body, go and take it and leave it. Now, I go back to what I am. I am God. But the Lord took our body and kept it with him. Is the Lord loving? Is God is loving for created our body to keep our body with him? Yes. And he made us understand that now I change you as bad human into a holy person. A holy person. So every one of us now, when we walk up and he takes the Holy Communion and he was that time, he knows that this body is the body of the Lord. I have the Holy Spirit in me. I have the body of the Lord, which the Lord didn't cut away. He took it with him and he went and to heaven. So one day the Lord took our nature as human and went up to heaven with our nature. So this is telling us what? He's telling us that we with our body, we are going to be with him. We are going to be with him. Something else I want to explain, which is the last thing. Now, what they mean by the church now, after we say the gospel and the psalm response, we say, and at the end of Psalm 150, we say, and sat on the right hand of his Father. What this means? What do you mean by sat on the right hand? God has the right and left hand? God. The Creator has hands, or he is his Spirit. I'm ready to the Spirit. He took our body, so he has right hand. The right hand, you remember when, say, I come and talk to Mina, and I tell him, his dad comes and tell him, Mina, you are my right hand. If Mina is the right hand of his Father, Bohima is Nina. Nina is Nina. So how his father tell him, you are my right hand. My right hand means what? What the right hand is? Power. What the right hand is? So it means he sat on the right hand of his father. It means that the Lord, after he humbled himself, he came to earth, he looked like us, he ate, and he died on the cross, and then he resurrected with his holy power, his heavenly power, and went to heaven, ascended. He lifted again with all the gravity. He lifted and went up, and he went back to his what? Father means his power. He went back to his full power. This means sat on his right hand side. So there is no right hand side, but it means that the Lord Jesus went to heaven to back to his full power as the Lord God. So now we all happy that the Lord ascended, took our body in him, made us all look up to heaven, made all of us look up to heaven, that one day we are going to go where? Where? To heaven! To join the Lord in heaven, and that's why we wait until next week until the feast of the Pentecost, and he sends his Spirit to dwell in us, so we will become one with the Lord. We become one with the Lord. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media.